Alright guys, so welcome to the Piafa Music Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is your host, Pablo Yuriz Vargas. Make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. You listen to the podcast on YouTube, BitChute and Rumble. Make sure that you subscribe. You listen to the podcast on Anchor.fm. Make sure you share it with your friends. I'm going to really appreciate it. If you hear that I'm a little bit stuffy, it's because I'm a little bit sick. Cold weather already really hit here in Wisconsin. Therefore, it makes things a little bit uncomfortable, let's say. But thankfully, I'm here to just give you the information and just keep learning from what we do. Today's topic is, do not be yourself, become yourself. Let me just tell you what's the difference. Hey, have you ever heard people telling you or give you the advice, hey, just be yourself, man. Hey. Just be yourself. Be yourself for everything. It's so easy, right? Just be yourself. But have you ever heard people telling you, become yourself? Huge difference, right? The difference is that when people tell you, hey, just be yourself, they don't notice that the person that you're acting in that moment is yourself. That's yourself. That's why when they tell you that advice doesn't make any sense, right? You ask yourself, man, but what is it about myself? Doesn't work. I mean, if I'm myself, right now, this is not working. What am I supposed to do? I am myself here. I'm acting like myself. What is it? What does it mean to be myself? This is myself. You go to a girl, they tell you, just be yourself. You're being yourself, you're screwed up. You go to a performer, they tell you, just be yourself. You're being yourself, you're screwing up. Still, the problem is not fixed. The reality is that being yourself and becoming yourself are totally different things. Becoming yourself is that person that you admire to be. And you, of course, work yourself towards to be. When people tell you, oh, just be yourself, what they want to say is become a better version of yourself. Right? A lot of people don't understand that all these things that be yourself requires a lot of confidence. And confidence comes with a lot of practice. Confidence comes from a lot of repetition and practice. It's a subconscious mechanism that derives from being comfortable. If you talk with 100 people a day, you're going to have more confidence from the person that doesn't talk with 100 people. You have a different stand. That stand is yourself. But in order for you to be yourself in that stand, you have to become yourself. Just be yourself is one of the biggest traps and biggest misconceptions of today's let's say, not self-development, because you can still find some of this self-development touching this topic regarding becoming yourself rather than be yourself, because they understand where this is coming from. And the reason being is that you're not going anywhere, or you're not going from different results, is because you are being yourself. That's why you are in the situation that you are. Think about it. If your dad, your mom, or your uncle tell you that, look at them. Is that advice being congruent from what they are? Of course not. That's why it's never translate, because it's incongruent with the message that they want to convey. Therefore, let's not talk about be yourself. Let's talk about becoming yourself. What do you need to do to become yourself? You have to just look for the best option or the best image of who you want to become. You want to become a huge confident guy, so you have to start doing what huge confident guys do. You want to become someone that has great health, you have to just follow the people that have great health. If you're bad with telecommunications, or you're bad with having problems talking with people, you have to find people that are very good with those traits and follow them. That way you become yourself. Now, sometimes people don't find these people, right? People have absent of finding these people that they want to become. Now, your question is what you should do. Okay, here's what you should do. You should become that person. If you cannot find that person, maybe it's time for you to become that person. Why becoming that person? I mean, if no one is around, that's the time for you to shine and just learn how you go. Learn through the process and the journey. Now, if you look on YouTube, you look on Google, there's a lot of things there. I think reconstruct. They say you have to just go in and you have to look for that inside. Some weird stuff, right? Very abstract concepts. But they're not practical. The reason they're not practical because they haven't really looked for what it is to become yourself. And how do you go from being yourself to becoming an authentic person? If you want to become authentic, you have to just detach yourself from those old beliefs, right? And just go with your beliefs. Things that are congruent from with your personality. Right? And you will notice the better way to understand this is when you are... Okay, let's say you start working on this. And you're going to put in a test. If you're socializing, and when you're socializing, you're being drained, that means that you're overdoing something that you're not supposed to do. Whether it's over talking with people, whether it's being too quiet, or maybe you're pretending to be someone, that means that you're overdoing something you're not supposed to do. So in that case, it's time to step back and reframe what it is that am I doing that is just really not, it's really not putting into perspective who I am. And that's how you look for the authentic self. When you, it's not authentic, it's not being straight line with the religion. It's just how finding that religion can fit you. Or how certain dynamics can fit you. It's someone that you have to just brush them off because you want to be yourself. But that's a process to become yourself. It's not something that it is by saying. You're depressed. You may be doing something that's not you. You're forcing yourself too much. It's like trying to put a square in a circle. Have you tried that? Right? You can't. Unless the circle is too big. It's like putting a square piece of wood in a circle, right? Where you try, it can go in, right? From the same side. I'm not saying the circle is bigger because you can put it. If both are in the same side, you cannot put them in. So you have to just start. Brush them off. Brush off things that does not fit into your congruency. After you do that, that's when you start becoming yourself. Now you start learning more about yourself. Right? That's the process for that. Now, you have to be careful where you're listening to these kind of advice. For the simple fact is that it's easy for me to say it, right? It's difficult for other people to say it. I was having an interview today and they were saying like, man, how you're so confident, you're so blah, 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 all these things. All this blah, blah, blah. But why can you not show something? And I told that person, it's not about me. I can do whatever I know I can. Right? But it's you that you still have in back of your mind. And there's still a problem. A problem I cannot fix. And that, my friend, I can't control. You see, when you are able to just handle interviews that matter, right? You're willing to just lose certain opportunities, right? Because you have now the power. But that transformation takes years. It's not one day. First, you're going to start getting through this process and you're going to start faking things. Faking. And then you're going to be incongruent. But that's not the point. The point is that you're going to start following those behaviors that are congruent with you. And then from there, you can start becoming yourself. So I'm going to do this podcast a little bit short since I'm a little bit sick. I had to go and take a nap. I just came from work. Hopefully you guys learned something from today's podcast. I really appreciate it. Make sure that you like and subscribe. You listen to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble Ambitious. I'm going to really appreciate it. For those in Anchor.fm, I'm going to appreciate it as well. With this, this is your host, Paulo Lluís Vargas, episode 120. Very happy for that. Do not be yourself, but become yourself. With this, I'm out. Peace.